Hi there. The word for you today is responding to failure. In Proverbs 24, verse 16, Solomon said, "A righteous person may fall, but he gets up again." You can tell a lot about somebody by how they respond to life. Everybody gets knocked down, everybody. But how fast you get up again is what counts. Verla Gilmore says, and I quote, "Failure teaches us things we can't learn any other way. Treat it as a visitor, allowed to deliver unpleasant news, but don't let it take up residence. Remember, all failures aren't equal. For example, when a beautiful, talented young woman is first runner-up in the Miss America pageant, we say she failed. Yet, some people would give the right arm to be named the second most attractive female in a national competition. It's a matter of perspective. Examine your failures and weigh them according to their importance in the overall scheme of things." She writes, "I once received a D in college on a test. It's ridiculous, but that sticks in my mind like a pebble in my shoe. Why do I fixate on that and not the fact that it happened the semester I carried 19 credit hours, worked part-time, got engaged, and spent 6 weeks in the college health center with mononucleosis?" When I put that experience in context, it loses its power to undermine my confidence. Failure teaches us what's important. I have a friend who was downsized out of a job. It caught her by surprise because she was good at her work. "I tended to be full of pride," she says. "I got away with it because I was so successful. Losing my job, however, humbled me. With pride, you have no permission to fail. It's a heavy yoke, and I don't wear it anymore. I feel lighter in my spirit, without the burden of having to be perfect."